All right, let's take a break for a little tech talk. Anyone who read my blog this week saw I had a couple of posts about this ridiculous and idiotic movement that seems to be taking place in the blogosphere by some of the self-impressed bloggers, where some smart guy decided that, hey, you know what? We don't need to link because we're all smart people and we have a few thousand people reading our blogs, and we don't need to link because linking dilutes our credibility. It lets people read what other people have to say, and we want to be the only ones talking. So Steve Gilmore, who I respected greatly until I read that idiotic statement, came out with it first as far as I saw, and then Seth Goldstein, whose blog I don't read, but I saw a link at Richard Quirin's blog to it, said that the best bloggers, the strong bloggers, don't link because they want to have the podium so they can shape thought and be, I guess, some sort of quasi-preacher slash magazine writer on the internet. You know, if you recall, about 9 months ago, maybe a year ago, we were going through this whole gatekeeper thing where people were saying, well, the people in the blogosphere who get all the traffic only link to each other, and they're gatekeepers and all this, that, and the other. And some of us were saying, well, you know what? The great thing about the blogosphere is we're knocking the walls down. There's no more gatekeeping. There's no need to have to go to the newspaper and write on right there to be heard. You can write straight to the audience, and it gives everybody a voice. And we've had lots of good conversations about the conversational nature of the blogosphere and how you can have cross-blog communications and conversations. And I've always said from day one that I believe that blog posts, of course, are like talking, and blog links are like listening. And as I put on my blog this week, I wouldn't spend a nanosecond hanging out with some jackass who thought that he was the only one that had anything worthwhile to say in the real world, so why do I want to do it in the blogosphere? It never ceases to amaze me how some people feel this intense and almost irresistible need to put space between themselves and everybody else. We have to be special on this kind of thing. But really, the people who are the smartest and have the most to say and are the most confident and are the people that you ought to want to be reading to begin with don't typically have this insecure need to try to tell everybody how special they are. And it just really grates me when I read these ridiculous articles and posts by people saying, we don't need to link because we're popular bloggers. Well, it's like Omega Moms mentioned in one of the comments to my post. How do these jackasses think people found their blogs to start with? They weren't born with the knowledge of this blog. They had to find out about it from somewhere. And the way they found out about it, of course, is from a link. So these are some smart people, at least people I thought were smart people, saying some really stupid things. And I would love the opportunity to debate any of these people in any public or private forum they choose about the sheer idiocy of somebody trying to say they don't need to link in their blog because they're so all-powerful they can shape thought all by themselves. It'll never happen because those guys want to keep the microphone and these guys want to keep spouting out all this ridiculous bullshit and have some people, I guess, eat it up and start saying it gets legs. But anybody with two brain cells to rub together realizes that that's an idiotic, insecure, self-serving, self-important statement. And I would love the opportunity to converse with some of these people who feel that way. And we'll just let the public decide. But again, it won't happen because, again, they don't need a link. They probably will never hear this podcast because they're important. They're special. It's just idiotic. And you know the stupid thing about it is some of these people are nice people. I don't know all of them, but I know a few of them. And I just think they're getting carried away and starting to believe their own bullshit on this blogosphere thing. I mean, think about it. How many people do you know read a blog? When I'm out with my friends and somebody mentions, hey, you know, Kent's got a blog, I still feel sheepish about it. I think many people think I'm sitting home writing in my online diary saying, well, to Dear Diary, today I had chicken for lunch. And that's what most people in the real world think a blog is. And so for somebody to say, yeah, I got a few thousand people out of the 6.5 billion on the planet reading my blog, therefore I'm a rock star, so put me in People magazine. I mean, it's ludicrous on its face. And I can't believe anybody who has enough brain power to type words on a keyboard could actually believe that's the way it is. But apparently they do, and, you know, I guess they can keep saying it to each other without linking, and I don't know. It just irritates the crap out of me, and I would love to, again, like I said again, I'd love the opportunity to discuss this with some of these cats in a public or semi-public forum, but, again, it'll never happen. So that's my take on this whole I'm a rock star and don't need to link out to people. We covered that months ago with all the gatekeeper business, and the people like Robert Scoble and Steve Rubell and the really smart and confident bloggers out there, they're always going to link to people. It's the wannabes and the people who have this insatiable need to prove they're different than everybody else who has to come up with these little statements to try to get attention. And it's kind of sad, but it's also irritating. And that's my take on it, and I feel pretty strongly about it. And I'll keep writing about it, and we'll see how it shakes out. So that's my tech minute on the state of the blogosphere on this Cinco de Mayo of 2006.